I'm Oprah Winfrey. Welcome to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. I believe that one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself is time, taking time to be more fully present. Your journey to become more inspired and connected to the deeper world around us starts right now.
Welcome to Life Class from Texas. How y'all doing? Well, I'll tell you how I am. I am excited. I am energized. I am ready for Life Class with our very special guest. He's been called the voice of hope, a pastor for a new generation. Houston's own Joel Osteen! I love Pastor Joel. You know, a few months ago, I saw one of his sermons called I Am. And I said, now that is a Life Class. And I instantly sent him a text, because we text each other all the time. Because he was basically teaching one of my all-time favorite life lessons, and that is, you become what you believe. But it was so simple. He said, whatever follows I am is going to come looking for you. Woo. Did you not have an aha just there? So for example, and that just really changed the way I looked at my life. I thought it was so powerful. For example, how many of you are saying to yourself right now, I'm so tired? Okay, or I'm so broke. I'm so fat. We all do it from time to time, but I'm telling you, when I heard that sermon, I catch myself when I'm saying those I ams to myself. If that's what you've been putting out in the world, then that's what's going to lead you to where you are right now, the path to defeat. So Pastor Joel says, it's simple. Your life is how you see it. And that is what we're going to learn, is to change the way... Yes! We're going to change the way we see our lives. So let's get started with the man who says anything. Just think about that for a moment. Just take that in. Imagine, anything is possible. If you have the faith to believe it.
If you agree, can you say amen and amen today?
Every Sunday, amen. His televised sermons reach over 10 million people worldwide. Pastor Joel Osteen is one of the most influential preachers of our time. His Lakewood Church has 40,000 members, the largest and most diverse ministry in the United States.
I believe today is a new day. Hearts are starting to beat again. Dreams are coming back to life. Passion is being restored. Your greatest victories are still in your future.
Please welcome Pastor Joel Osteen.
Hey!
Thanks, Oprah.
It's so wonderful to be in your hometown.
Well, we love having you here. Welcome to
Houston. The last time I was here, I was at your church.
Yeah, we loved having you.
Well, this is sort of a church.
Yeah.
This is Life Class, and as you know, I loved your I Am sermon so much that I texted you immediately and said, wow, I just had a big aha, because obviously I know and believe and trust and have faith, but the simplicity of whatever follows I am is going to come looking for you just really was a big aha.
Yeah, you know, Oprah, so many people don't realize the way they go through life is, I think they've just been trained that way, but like you're saying, I am so tired, and
yes,
I am unlucky, and I never get any good breaks. But, you know, when you speak that out, you're setting the tone for your life. I always tell people, if you want to know what you're going to be like 5 years from now, listen to what you're saying about yourself right now. You can't go around...
That's good.
You can't go around saying all day that, you know what, I'm not attractive, and I'll never get any good breaks, and I'm a lousy mother. That's just going to draw in negative defeat and things that are going to keep you from God's best.
Well, I love that whatever follows I am is going to come looking for you, because whatever follows it, this just happened to me recently. I was so tired, and all day I kept saying, I am so tired. And what I realized is I was getting more and more tired. And then I thought about the sermon. I said, how can I turn this around? And for me, I can't immediately go to I am so energized, because I wasn't. So I was trying to think what, so I can't go, I'm so energized, I'm now lying to myself because I'm not. But what can I use in between? So I started to say, I am looking forward to my second win.
Good.
I am looking forward to my second win. And it came.
Yeah.
It came.
You know, I think that's true. You could say just what you said, and I am refreshed, I'm being restored, and
yes,
you know, things like that. You don't have to go to the extreme.
How did you come to that, though? What spark of God happened that made you conclude that whatever follows I am is going to come looking for you?
I think sometimes we make things so complicated, but it's the simple things that that keep most people back. I think naturally we get up, not everybody, but if when you're lying in bed, a lot of times you'll think about, oh man, I don't feel like going to work. And you can rehearse the problems, or you can rehearse what happened yesterday. And mm-hmm. it starts right at the beginning of the day. So that's why I think it's so important when you first get out of bed in the morning, find something to be grateful for. You know, you may not feel perfectly well, but you've got your family.
Yeah.
You don't have your job, but you got a great place to live. You got some friends. So you start the day off, you know, you set the tone right at the beginning of the day, before you check the stock report, before you check the weather, before you, you know, see
before
if the...
Before you open smartphone, because once you start into that, you're captivated by whatever is going on in the outside world. Do you know what I do the first thing when I open my eyes? I've trained myself to do this, is to say thank you.
Yeah,
that's the first thing I do.
Good. That's awesome. That's so
I say
important.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For whatever's going to come. And Meister Eckhart said years ago, the 13th century mystic, that if the only prayer you ever say in your whole life is thank you, yeah. that will be enough. But I start out with thank you. So what do you say to these people who are tweeting right now, who are saying, I am, somebody just wrote, Peggy Smith, I am lost. Peggy, you should write, I am found.
You know, we all have that recording playing in our mind. I think, you know, simple things. I am confident. I am secure. I am talented. I am creative. I am disciplined. I am focused. Simple things. You know, Oprah, I really believe some women have never said once, I am beautiful. Because they're looking at all their flaws. They're looking at, hey, man, I don't look like her. I don't look like them. But, you know, listen, ladies, when you say I am beautiful, you know what you're doing? You're inviting beauty to come in. You're inviting wholeness and freshness, vitality.
You know what? As you're saying that, I'm thinking, I've never said I'm beautiful. I say, I'm okay. I'm good. Let's all say that, ladies. I am beautiful. Invited in.
That's
good.
You know, the thing, Oprah, it's not, you know, it's not magic, but those words go out of our mouth and they come right back into our own ears. They start to change our own self-image. And this is not magic, but you go around saying all day, I'm blessed, I'm beautiful, I'm talented, I'm valuable, I'm creative, I'm disciplined. That's doing something on the inside of you. And, you know, it's affecting your own self-image. So it's
I
not
love
magic.
That it's coming back to your own ears.
Back to your own ears.
That's what you're hearing about yourself. We get that, right? What you're hearing about yourself. So how does the words begin to enforce the action?
Well, I think when you hear yourself saying that, it's going to give you the confidence rather than, you know, saying I'm overweight and I'm all the other. It's just going to push you down. I mean, when you hear your own words, when your own image gets changed.
Yeah, I started saying I'm getting healthier every day.
Yeah, I love that.
Because I'm getting fat. I'm fat did not help me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I've been saying I'm fat for years and I just got fatter.
It shows that it works.
So I'm just going to say, I started saying I'm getting healthier every day.
Yeah.
Michelle's in our audience. What's your question for Pastor Joel?
3 years ago, I could have told you who I was. I was 400 pounds. I was in a 16-year marriage. I had a child. I was a mother. I had all these I ams, and now I'm obviously not 400 pounds. I'm divorced 3 years, and my son lives with his dad. Every day, I tell myself I'm not worthy of being a wife anymore, not worthy of being a full-time mother. How do I get past that? That is the hardest part every day. Yes, I want to tell myself, oh my gosh, look at you, you're awesome. Look how small you are now. But my butt is still big. You know, there's always that but. You are worthy of being a wife, but you ruined it the first time. You know, I want to get past that. I feel like I'm at the very, very bottom. I know my one statement is I'm a child of God, but we don't talk anymore. I love God. He loves me, but we just don't talk because not because I'm disappointed in God, because he gave me what I wanted, but because I'm more disappointed and ashamed of myself. So how do you get past that? Is my question.
Yeah. Well, Michelle, our heart goes out to you. First off, congratulations, 400 pounds. That's awesome.
Thank you.
400 pounds, Michelle, that's three people. You lost three people.
I did,
you were
yes.
carrying three people on your back. Wow. I just wanted to note what you were saying. I mean, this is what doesn't make any sense to me. And I felt this when I came to your church because everybody was so energized and so inspired, is that how can you say in the same sentence, I love God, I believe in God, but I am at the bottom?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, because God never promised us that we'd go through life and not have challenges. And so we all have these disappointments. But here's what God promises us. God promises us that he'll give us grace for every season. He'll give us strength in the midst of the storm. And another thing, God says if you'll stay in faith, he'll not only bring you out, but he'll bring you out better off than you were before. And so I think this sounds like Lakewood, but this, my encouragement to Michelle is, you know what? Life is not over after a disappointment. Nothing that you've been through is a surprise to God. You know, the scripture says that God has written every page in our book. And the good news is our life, if you'll stay in faith, it'll end in victory. But you may be in a page right now that's a tough page like you are, but don't get stuck on that page. Turn the page. You keep moving forward. God will bring the right people across your path.
So let's start by helping Michelle rewrite her I ams. Let's start with the rewriting them. You start rewriting them. Yes, you just said, I'm at the bottom and I'm so disappointed. How do we change that?
I'm at the bottom and I'm looking up, and yeah. I can go up.
Okay. I am looking up. Okay, what's another way?
I think that, you know, I am valuable. I am worthy. You know, you gotta change that voice or it'll keep you defeated.
Isn't it true that as long as you are still here, that you are ordained by God for a purpose?
Absolutely.
As long as you're still here,
absolutely.
The fact that you're still here,
yeah. If you're breathing, God has a purpose for you. If you were done, listen to this. If you were done, God is detailed. He's an exact God. He would have taken you on. But as long as you have breath, somebody needs what you have. Somebody needs your gifts. Somebody needs your talent.
Gotta write that
somebody
down.
Needs your smile.
As long as, that's a tweetable. As long as you have breath, somebody needs what you have.
Somebody needs what you have. Your gifts, your talents, your love, your smile. And sometimes, again, Michelle, and I bet you do this, when you're hurting, one of the best things you can do is go out and help somebody else that's hurting. Because you are made to give. And, you know, when you help others, that's a seed that you're sowing. And in our own time of need, it's easy to want to think, oh, man, to get depressed, to be bitter, to think about my problems, my pain, my disappointment. But, you know, it's so powerful to say, you know what? I'm going to get my mind off my own problems, and I'm going to go be good to somebody else today. Even though I'm in a difficult time, I'm going to be in peace today. I'm going to be good to somebody because I know this. You stay, you know, when you're in peace, it's a position of power. And when you stay in peace, God will get you to where you're supposed to be. Listen, God will move the wrong people out of the way. He'll open up the right doors. He's in control of our lives.
I love that. That's a tweet. Didn't you all love that? When you're in peace, it's a position of power.
Yeah, that's
yes.
good. That's
We're talking about the power of two simple words, I am. Saul from Miami Lakes, Florida is in our audience. What's your question for Pastor Joel Osteen?
Well, it's an honor to be here with you guys. My question was, when I was 11 years old, my father passed away. He committed suicide. He left my mother to raise four kids on her own. I developed this inability to trust people that I looked up to, authority figures, people I respected, because I felt that if I trusted them, that they would fail me. Now, as an adult, I find that this is blocking me. I find that my inability to trust people is keeping me from filling my full potential. So my question for you is, how can I heal this inability to trust in order to fulfill my full potential?
Yeah, Saul, our heart goes out to you. You know, I think the starting point, Saul, is you gotta realize that, you know, nothing that's happened to you is a surprise to God. You know, it's as hard as that is, and, you know, a heart breaks for you, but God knew everything you'd go through. So He's already equipped you and empowered you with everything you need. So I think every day you have to remind yourself, you know what, I had some hardships, but I'm well able to live a victorious life. And, you know, it comes to a part to where you say, God, you know, I didn't have a father, but I'm going to let you be my father. You trust in Him, and God will give you that. You know, because it goes back, Saul. I think it goes back to this, because it's hard when you've been hurt, but you gotta say, I'm not going to try to get my approval from people. I'm going to get my approval from God. Because, you know, people, as good as they are, they'll disappoint us. And what a disappointment, what a hurt to have a father like that. But you got to say, you know what, God, it's not a surprise to you. I know I'm a person of destiny. You breathed your life into me, so I'm going to dig my heels in. I know I'm equipped, empowered, I'm well able. You know, it's just that attitude of moving forward in
that
prayer.
That was all a part of the plan for your life. Nothing is happening out of order with the divine order of your life. And so the truth is that wherever you are in any given moment, that's where you're supposed to be. And the faith, you know, again, we were talking earlier about faith. True faith is knowing that no matter what, you are going to be okay. So what are the I ams you've told yourself?
I think that one of the primary I ams I repeat is that I'm afraid to trust. I'm unable to trust because I feel that.
Okay. I would say to you, and I'm no pastor at all, but I would say to you, can you trust yourself? Would you say that too, Pastor?
Absolutely.
Can you trust yourself? I mean, you may be afraid of what somebody else is going to do, but can you trust yourself? Do you trust yourself enough to know that if somebody harms you, if somebody is not going to be advantageous to you, that you can make a decision to move out of that relationship? Can you trust yourself enough to do that?
I think so.
You think so? All right. I love that.
That's good. That's perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think...
What I ams can he start today? What I ams can he start?
I am not fearful. I am confident. I am excited about my future. I think, Saul, you have to realize that, you know, God will bring the right people across your path. You know, don't let one bad break ruin the rest of your life. It doesn't have to. You can move forward.
I am excited about my future. That's what you're going to say every morning when you wake up.
Okay.
Right? I am excited about what today is going to bring.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the people God is going to bring into my life. And watch things change. All right, here's a question. How many of you compare yourselves to friends, neighbors, families, coworkers, thinking they have a better marriage, more money, perfect kids, life seems so easy? We do it all the time, do we not?
Comparing ourselves. All the time.
I heard Iana say something recently, that comparing ourselves to others is an act of violence against ourselves because it's denying that what God created here was perfect and purposeful.
Yeah, it's exactly right. I mean, you're never going to be happy trying to be somebody else. When my dad died, he'd preached there for 40 years. I thought, I got to get up and preach like my dad. He came from a Southern Baptist background, and, you know, I tried it for the first few months, and finally I thought, you know what, I'm not my dad. I'm more quiet. I tell stories. I encourage people. When I relaxed and just said, Joel, I'm going to just be who God made you to be, that's when, you know, the church began to grow. I don't think I'd ever be who I am today if I tried to follow in the same footsteps as my dad. So the point being is, you know, when you step into your own shoes and your own destiny, that's when you're going to shine. Nobody can beat you at being you. So I think that's what you gotta realize.
Nobody can beat you at being you. I love that. I've told this story before. I learned that when I was first starting out in the news business, I was imitating Barbara Walters and saw myself on the air trying to imitate Barbara Walters. And one day realized Barbara has already got that down. That I'm gonna, that I may as well try to figure out what this Oprah thing is because Barbara has already got the Barbara thing. Yes. Yeah. David is a truck driver who's Skyping in from his 18-wheeler. It's our first truck Skype outside of Dallas. This is the first, David. Hello. You're at a truck stop on Interstate 20. What's your question?
I am. Hello, Oprah, and hello, Pastor Osteen. My question is, I spent 20 years plus in the corporate world. I was very successful, but I consistently live comparing myself to my coworkers who had maybe more education. It appeared to be maybe a better life, less struggles than I did. I left corporate America a few years ago, and now I'm driving over the road, thinking that maybe that might lower some of my frustrations and comparisons that I consistently do. So I guess my question to you is, how do I heal from that? How do I get past that? How do I let that go?
David, my encouragement, and it's good to talk to you in your truck there, my encouragement, first for me too. You know, my encouragement, David, is you got to be confident in who God made you to be. I mean, you are equipped, you are a masterpiece in God's eyes, and there's always going to be somebody bigger and better, but you just got to come back to that confidence in yourself. And again, every day, you know, the thoughts will come telling you I'm unworthy and I'm not smart enough, I'm not talented enough. You got to change the recording in your mind. And the other thing real quickly is, you know, the problem with leaving one situation and moving to another, and I say this very respectfully, is the problem follows you around. You've got to deal with that on the inside, because otherwise you're going to be comparing yourself to other truckers and other things like that. So I would just encourage you to say, you know what? I'm making a decision. I'm going to break free. I'm going to be who God made me to be. I don't have to have the approval of everybody around me. I don't have to beat everybody around me. I can be confident in who God made me to be.
Thank you.
Great talking to you, David. I think this is so interesting too, David. You say that you left corporate America because you were insecure that you didn't have a college degree. If I were you, I would Google all of the heads of great companies who've been successful who didn't have college degrees. Because no, once you're at the job, this is the truth. Once you're working at the job and you're good at the job, nobody cares about what degree you have. They really don't. That's all in your head. That's in your head that the degree means something. What means something is, could you do the work? Could you do the work? Yeah. Great talking to you. You're first. Thank you.
I agree, but okay.
Julie is Skyping in from Newport Coast, California. That just sounds so refreshing with a question. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Oprah. Hi, Pastor Osteen. I feel like a dark cloud has been hovering over me. I've been hit with setback after setback. I've endured job loss, career loss, health issues, financial issues, relationship issues. And most recently, my home has been hit with the major flood disaster. By nature, I'm a very positive and optimistic person, but right now I'm getting really discouraged and hopeless. And I know God has a plan and everything works out, you know, for a reason. But my question is, how do I stay positive when everything in my life is going downhill?
I think, Julie, it's good talking to you and we'll certainly be praying for you. I think one way you do it is one day at a time. When you look out and think, oh man, can I do this for another 5 years? You think, I can't do that. But you got to get up in the morning and say, can I be grateful? Can I be positive? Can I be my best for 24 more hours? And I think if you'll take it one day at a time, that's going to help you get through it. Also know that, you know, the enemy always fights you the hardest when he knows God has something great in your future. So I believe that, you know, you wouldn't be having these difficulties unless there's something amazing in front of you. I believe you have the strength, you have the faith, you have the fortitude to keep taking one day at a time. And I believe you're going to come into that new chapter and you're going to say, yeah, that was difficult, but look how I'm living now. I think that's how you stay full of faith.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kind of like Job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like Job. Hey, I have a new affirmation for you. The cloud, you said there was a dark cloud hovering over you.
Yes.
As you were saying that, I wrote this. The cloud is breaking. I can see the light.
Oh, that's good. That's so good.
The cloud is breaking. I can see the light. See how well I've been trained by that one sermon?
No, that is so good. That
yes.
is so good.
Yeah.
You know, here's another thought too. You know, it'd be short, but one time I was flying out of Houston. It was overcast, dreary, gray, kind of cold, and, you know, just kind of one of those days. So I'm flying out. You know, you get up in that plane, wasn't in the plane 1 minute, and you break through the clouds, and the sun is still shining.
That's my favorite moment.
So I think that's the thing, that when it's dark, Julie,
that.
When it's dark, you got to realize, okay, it's dark in my life right now, all these clouds, but you know what? The sun's still shining. All God has to do is a little bit of wind, a little bit of something, and those clouds will open up or evaporate, and, you know, the sun is still here in my life. It's being blocked a little bit right now.
I feel a sermon coming on right now.
Come on.
A sermon.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I actually Instagrammed and tweeted that not too long ago. It's the exact same moment. It's my favorite moment. To me, that is a metaphor for God was always
right.
there.
Right.
Always there.
Yeah.
Always there.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. There may be, you know, there may be a disappointment blocking it right now.
That's right.
Now, there may be a loss of a loved one blocking it. There may be a transition in my job. It's blocking a little of the sun, but you know what, God, I know you're still there. I know you're directing me. It's not going to be long till I see the blue skies once again.
I call that sunrise faith,
yeah,
knowing
good.
That it's going to always be there.
Good.
Katrinda is Skyping in from Decatur, Georgia. Hi, Katrinda.
Hi, Oprah. I'm excited to be in class with you and Pastor Osteen.
That's right. I am excited! Thank you. Thank you.
But I have a question.
Go ahead.
As excited as I am today and all pumped up, how do I keep the momentum going? How do I get past day 10, you know, when all the excitement is over and I'm having to keep myself going every day? I understand, take it one day at a time, but how do I really keep the momentum going?
Okay. Good question.
All right, Katrinda, I think you got to get up and you got to be grateful. You got to have your goals in front of you, something to look forward to. But I think many times you have to pass that test of discouragement, of faithfulness. And, you know, life is for most of us, seems sometimes real exciting, but life is routine. Life is getting up and going to work and being your best. And I believe it's in those routine times that you prove that you're ready to go to the next level.
Thank you, Katrinda.
Thank you.
Final thoughts from you, Pastor Joel.
Well, I think it's just so important to never speak negative words about yourself, your family. You know, it may come to your mind, but don't give your words life by speaking them out. Don't ever say anything negative about yourself. You may feel it, but just, you know, zip it up and make those positive declarations.
It takes time, though, because from the time I heard the I Am sermon, I mean, what it did, and I'm hoping this is what's going to happen for all of you who are watching, who are here, is that you start catching yourself. Because, you know, if you're however old you are, you have the habit of feeding the negative tapes to yourself. Mm-hmm. I do too. And so when you first catch yourself doing it, you switch it, just as we've been doing here today. You switch the I am, and it takes practice.
Absolutely, and it's not something you go out and have to do in public. You get up in the morning, you're in the shower, you're driving to work saying, you know what, Lord, thank you, I'm strong. I make good decisions, I'm healthy. Just simple things like that.
I'm looking forward to my future.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm
perfect.
Looking forward to my future.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you lead us in a few I ams today?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Can we all stand?
Can we all stand?
All right. Let's stand.
All right.
All right. Just repeat after me. I am strong.
I am strong.
I am healthy.
I am healthy.
I am confident.
I am confident.
I am secure.
I am secure.
I am talented.
I am talented.
I am creative.
I am creative.
I am disciplined.
I am disciplined.
I am focused.
I am focused.
I am valuable.
I am valuable.
I am beautiful.
I am beautiful.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am excited about my future.
I'm excited about my future.
I am victorious.
I am victorious. Thank you, Pastor Joel Osteen. I am grateful that you are here. Thank you.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. You can follow Super Soul on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Super Soul Conversation. Thank you for listening.